The following episode was recorded a little while ago. I was unsure whether I wanted to post it or not, but I'm choosing to do so today. So, here we go. Hope you enjoy it, and have a great day. To vax or not to vax? This is the question. Happy hump day, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of The Road to 60. Welcome back to the Whitebeard and TK podcast. And this, of course, is The Road to 60. If you're hearing a lot of background noise, today I am in the mobile studio, the Puddle Jumper. And so it's hot. I'm sitting in my car. My kid is in the DMV. Working on getting her little paper so she can start driving the car. And I have the air conditioner on because, like I said, it's hot. So, here we are. Did I say my name? You already know who I am. But anyway, I've been asked this question a lot, and I think I spoke about this before. You know, walking down the street, someone else said, you know, did you get your vaccination? Did you get your so-and-so? And I looked at the person, kept on walking. I've been asked about it before. Someone else was talking about it. Well, did you do this and did you do that? And you know what? The basic go-to answer that we all should say is, it's none of your blinking business. It is none of your business what I have done. If you're not going to ask me if I got my, what's another shot we get every year? A flu shot or something else. Don't ask me about this, because it is none of your business what I do with my life and my health. It's no concern of yours. And for those who may say, well, it's a devastating virus. It does this, it does that. So is the swine flu, and so is the regular flu that we get every year that can devastate someone. And when people get the flu or they get pneumonia every year, it also, whatever underlying issues you have, it also aggravates that and agitates that as well. There have been so many people who die from pneumonia and from the flu every year. Granted, yes, this is some novel virus that popped up and it ran rampant around the world because those who are in charge in China, I am not going to sit here and pull punches on this, those in China did not allow people to know, oops, we made a boo-boo. So you guys should be on the lookout. We go shut down our little airfare right now so that we don't have people flying back to other countries and letting this thing out because, well, we made a mistake. I get it. It was devastating. You know, I can't imagine. I'm quite sure you can't imagine because you weren't born during that time. What happened when the Black Plague hit England? We didn't have the media coverage that we have now. We didn't even have newspaper coverage that we have right now. There was no one getting on the telephone. Maybe, I don't know if telephone was around back then. I actually have to look up the Black Plague. When this Black Plague happened? Now, today, we have this thing where people can post things and you get stuff immediate before anything even gets out and people are already acting a fool. I remember when it originally came out, there were people saying, you know, avoid Chinatown and a lot of other stuff. And then those same politicians came back on and said, hey, go down in Chinatown. Go and visit these people. And when it first came out, there was some other Chinese virus, and then they swapped out. Then they started talking about that president, the former president at the time, who was saying, well, he was a Zima, whatever you want to call it. And he said all this other stuff when it was regular people already saying something before he said something. And then you go on and all this other stuff. So I get it. I live through it. I'm still here. Like many of you listen, have gone through it. Irregardless, if you lost someone, I'm not being flippant about this. Irregardless, if you lost someone who got sick and they died from this or any other complications, we all live through it. If we're sitting here having this conversation, or you're listening to me, or you're talking to your neighbor, or you're watching television, we live through an entire year of devastation and craziness, and we're still here. The people who went through the Black Plague went through the Black Plague, and there were many people who died, and there were many people who lived through that. There were many people who lived through that massive, what do I want to say, that we had here in this country. I think it was the flu at one point, and what else happened? TB that ran rampant. And so this is not the first time that a devastating virus or disease has attacked the human planet. This is not the first time that massive quantities of people have died, but it is the first time that it got such media coverage and a lot of talk, even a year later, and with people pushing things on folks that they're not really comfortable doing. But the atmosphere is that they are creating a peer pressure for people to come in and get a shot that they're really not comfortable with, and others go and get it because they're fearful of something and because they've been pushed to do it. See, that's the difference. We're in this particular time where we have all of these pressures, all of this information coming at us at once, and you don't have enough time to sit and think and breathe. Now let me go back to my original answer. It's none of your blinking business what I've done. Because if you're not concerned about every other part of my health, then don't be concerned about this part of my health. And so the other day I went to the bathroom, and guy comes in, right, and clearly I said, you need a mask to go here, right? So I put on my mask. It's crooked because I ain't trying to fix it right now. I go into the bathroom, and guy comes behind me. There are a bunch of people lined up. It's not like they have one stall, you know, blocked up so you can't go. But it was a guy, two guys next to each other. There was one inside the big bathroom. So I had to go to the little kids thing. So once you open up the door, I'm standing in front of the door, but that's not where we're going with this. Guy comes in. He's got a mask. He pees. Pulls up his zipper. Walks out the door. I've seen another, you know, I've seen this happen before. You know, a guy comes by in and he goes to the bathroom, comes over and takes his thumb and presses on his nose and blows his daggone snot out inside the sink or inside the toilet bowl. I've seen this in the sink. I've seen a guy come into the bathroom and spit inside the sink and keep on walking, do other stuff. And then these people are not cleaning their hands and they're disgusting in other ways. So I am less concerned of this when people are telling me to wear a mask or wear other things, where people are just naturally disgusting in other ways. And that is how we transmit a lot of illnesses, including the common cold. You know, wealthy people and people who have, you know, decent jobs where they can take off, they have the luxury of, if you just sneeze, I'm just going to stay home. And a lot of these blue-collar jobs and lower jobs, many people go to, come on, you know this, you know before all this happened. Many people go to work and they have a cold because they can't afford to lose that time. They're getting paid per hour and then they go to work. And then they work when they're sick and then they come home. So when we talk about the spread of diseases, you think about all these different factors. People who don't regularly wash their hands. So when they said this, it was incredibly funny to me that you have to tell people to wash their hands. Because you would think that after teaching kids this, that adults would do it. No, not at all. I have traveled and I have just gone to like supermarkets and I have watched grown men go into the bathroom and not clean their hands. I saw one who was in the bathroom next to me and I've smelled him dropping his deuce. I come out, he come out, he walk out the door. Use a nasty you-know-what. So for someone to stand on the corner and ask me, did you get your vaccination? It's none of your business. We're trying to slow the spread. Shut up. You asked a question, I answered the question, leave me alone. Don't give me any more what you're trying to do, what somebody else trying to do. That's fine. First of all, sis, you had your hand on top of some mask that's gloved, which means you may have shook someone else's hand, or you passed out a leaflet that was, would have been contagious. Oh, you get what I'm talking about. And then you go put your hand in a box to take out a mask to hand to me to put on my face. From beginning to end of this thing, there has been so many things that people have done butt backwards and totally wrong from the jump street. I used to watch people come into the supermarket with hand with their gloves on, touch all sorts of items in the store, put the hand on top of the thing, walk outside, put the hand on their face with the mask, take the mask off, put the hand inside, put the mask inside their pocket, take the bag that they had the gloved hand on and put the bags inside the car, then take off, get inside the car, start driving off with the hand on the steering wheel. Well, if you were so busy or worried about, spreading a contagion or something, then you really just destroyed yourself. So the short answer is, it's none of your darn business. Secondly, hold that thought. Now that I have your attention, I have two things for you. When we say we want to hear from you, we truly do. Whether it's comments or ideas or maybe a show thing that you want to tell us about, whether it's for the Book Nook, the Road to 60 series, or our adventure stuff that we do on Tuesdays and just about life in general. And of course, we all know there's The Walking Dead on Monday. You can reach us at whitebeardandtk@gmail.com. That's whitebeardandtk@gmail.com, because we truly do want to hear from you. We want to know what you think and some ideas you might have for us. The second thing is, run on over to YouTube and subscribe to our channel, The Whitebeard and TK Experience. The original name was going to be Whitebeard and TK Adventures, as you will see soon with one of the videos. But it was changed to Experience because on Tuesdays, I've been putting video clips of the podcast. So it's more than just our adventure series, which we'll be doing on Fridays, but we'll also be doing other things. So it's not just one thing like our podcast. So that's why it is called the Whitebeard and TK Experience on YouTube. Go now, subscribe, and share. And as the videos come out, you'll be the first to get them. And again, we'd love to hear from you. And that's at tkwhitebeardandtk@gmail.com. Now back to the show. Secondly, my opinion. Not my expert opinion, because I am in the medical field. Not my expert opinion for any length of any sort of medical or infectious disease or any of that other stuff. None of that. My opinion. So fact checkers and everybody else, hold your horses. Don't come after me or anything else, because half of what the people are saying is their opinion as well. They may have like one fact and they base everything. It's like a pastor who says, takes one little verse out the chapter, one little verse out of the Bible from a whole chapter, and he expounds on that for like 2 hours. You're like, dude, you got all of that from Jesus Wept? You know what I'm saying? So people will take one little tiny fact and they'll run with that one. So here's my opinion. You and I and anybody else should not be in a rush to do anything that we do not feel comfortable in doing. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason why we teach our children to not ignore the gut feeling when they're around someone. We used to teach our kids, stranger danger, not to ignore that feeling and get in the pit of their stomach when they're around somebody that makes them feel uncomfortable. when they're around an adult, whether it's male or female, we ain't got it, because there are some wicked women out there too. When they feel that sort of feeling and don't, you know, you tell them don't ignore it. It's the same thing when we teach people, our young people, and we as adults know and should pay attention to, choking on my gum over here, is that when you're on a date with somebody, don't ignore that feeling that something's not right. Because it's always when we ignore that feeling that something's not right and we go against our own conscience is when we get into trouble. So if you don't feel comfortable, if I don't feel comfortable, it's up to us to do what we feel in our own gut and not to be pressured or allow someone else to pressure us to do something or allow this peer pressure from, I don't care if it's the government, I don't care if it's the president, I don't care if it's Grandma Betty, who bakes the best pies in all the world, said, you can't come to my house unless you got that vaccine. All right, Betty, mail my pie. Because if you don't feel comfortable in doing such, if you don't feel comfortable in doing it right now, then don't. Because if something goes wrong, you regret that you didn't make that step or you didn't do what you wanted to do, which was like not be in a rush to do something until you've run all your homework. Because I think we all know, if people haven't figured it out by now, is that, you know, having all these people to take this stuff and collecting the data is because in the background, they're taking this stuff and they're tracking how people are feeling and the effects of it, because they want to know so that they can at the end of all this say, well, this is what we've been doing for a year, and after a year we have X amount of this happening, XYZ has happened, and we've noticed that this side effect is here or this side effect isn't there, because this is still in that sort of research stage, even though they're giving out the vaccine, and that's the reason for tracking the information. And so again, you know, if we don't feel comfortable with something, then why are we going to let other people make us do something? Many of us at a particular age right now where, you know, we may be afraid, we may have other ailments and we want to do this or we don't want to do that. Again, that's fine. The point is, it's no one's business if you did or if you don't. You shouldn't have to tell anybody if you did or if you don't. And that's fine. Because it's really none of anyone's business. It's a little bit different than with a venereal disease. You know what I mean? Although you might be saying to yourself, no, it's not. But it is. This has been a very long year. And now we're in the second year of 2021, you know, we're now a year and a half to all the aftermath. We're 6 months into the aftermath of last year and the vaccines and stuff going out. And, you know, there's still some recovery from all the stuff that went on last summer, trashing the cities and looting and everything else. So, you know, we're probably going to go through a whole 2 year period, you know, last year and this year, before everything seems to bottom out with all the stuff that's going on. And so, again, we're coming into a year and a half. And in this year and a half, people are trying to convince us to do something that we may not feel comfortable in doing. And that's where I have a problem. Don't push me. You know, any pushy salesman is always trying to push you to get something that you really don't want to buy, and then you end up buying it and you get buyer's remorse. So that's all I have to say on the subject. There's a lot more I have to say on the subject, but I'm just going to leave it right there. You know, that's the giant question right now. Did you get it or didn't you get it? And some people are talking, and half family members have gotten it, and other ones haven't gotten it. And, you know, and the discussion goes on amongst the people. And, you know, as I keep hearing, there are people who's like, you know, I'm on the fence about it, but I might do it because this person got it, or that person got it, or that person got it, and they're fine, and they're fine, and they're fine, and that's great. But if you're on the fence, you're on the fence for a reason. And if you don't feel like doing it, then just don't do it right now. Oh, but there'll be a new strain. There's a new strain of every daggone thing that's out there every year. But again, I'm no medical or disease expert. I'm not speaking as one. I'm giving my opinion like half of everybody else on the internet giving their opinion. So what do you think? Have you had enough people asking you? Are you one of those people that ask everybody? Are you on a fence? Do you feel the pressure? Or have you been able to just push back on that pressure and say, listen, this is not something I want to talk to you about. I just got a brand new dog. Hey, check this out. I just came back from Mexico. Look what I have. And, you know, can we talk about something else? I'm out of here. You have a great week, and I'll see you right back here soon.